Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Kemiola, and you're welcome to another episode of the Word to the Weary podcast. Hey. It's episode 4. It's amazing that we're here now. Episode 4. That's a big deal to me. But yeah, welcome. How have you been? Hope you've been doing great. Hope you've been doing good. Yeah, it's me again. Here to encourage you again. But this time it's going to be based on a scripture that I have been, that was just dropped in my heart very recently and that I have been meditating on and that has been, leading to some new learnings for me. And this scripture is Matthew 5:16. So I'm going to read it in my recent favorite version, which is the NLT version. So the NLT version, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Yeah. So Lord, just help me today. I am dependent on you because I don't even know what I want to say. But as I speak through me, encourage someone who needs to hear it the most. Touch someone who needs to feel it the most. Speak to someone who needs to have these words and be moved by you in their spirits today. Everything that myself as an hindrance to them hearing, whether it's faulty internet or device problems or power issues, whatever it might be, or just general distractions, we put that under subjection of the power of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so the scripture that has been dropping in my heart recently, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And the reason why this scripture has been echoing in my mind is because I kept thinking about it. What does it mean for my light to shine? Right? What does it mean for my light to shine before men? Again, sorry about the traffic noises. We get that some of those here. I try as much as possible to mute them. I hope they are not very heavy in the sound. But yeah, so for me, it's what does it mean for my light to shine before men? What does it mean for people to see my light and glorify God? And, in the world that we are in today, the hardest thing to do is shine. And, I thought about it a lot. And I think that's why we have, a lot of social media people, social media influencers. We have a lot of brands. Because everybody is trying to shine one way or the other. It's why we have a lot of everything these days. Why we have a lot of movies. I'm very interested in Asian dramas, Chinese, Korean dramas. I watch those, to a considerable amount. I watch a lot. So one thing that I noticed is the productions are back to back. I mean, if you decided, I don't want to do anything, I want to spend the next 1 week watching dramas or consuming content, there's always going to be something, and it's something new. Every industry, different genres, different nationalities, there's something new from everywhere because there's something that everyone wants the other to see. Everyone thinks I have this and I want others to see it. And so it's like inherent, it's innate with humans to want to shine because naturally. It's innate with humans to want their lights to shine, rather, because naturally that's what you were made to do. So, of course, other people would spread it in the sense of, I want to be great at my career, I want to make impact with business, I want to change this or touch this or affect this or do this. People would lead causes, people would start companies, they would do innovations, they would offer trainings and classes, all different ways by which they make impact. The reason that there are a lot of those is because the inherent nature of man is to want to create, to want to show, to want to shine, to want to dominate. It's basic in the blessings. Scripture tells us that after God created man, he blessed him, multiply, dominate, have dominion. So that nature is still there. And because we are made in the image and likeness of God, we naturally want to create something. We want to show off. So when I look at mountains, so let me finish that first sentence. We want to show off our creations. We want to show off what we have inside of us. Now, when I look at the mountains or look at the hills or look at the beautiful sunset or look at the sky and it's really pretty and blue and the clouds are aligned, or even on a rainy day when the clouds are heavy and it just has this pretty scary design, or when it's raining heavily and then there's lightning and it, you know, trickles down the way lightning does, all of that, when I see all of that, I laugh. I enjoy those things a lot. I say, oh, and when I see that, I'm like, ah, look at the work of God. I have a lot of sunset pictures. I at some point had like, I don't know, maybe 100 or more of sunset pictures. I had so many sunset pictures. I enjoy just watching sunsets or taking pictures of sunsets because I look at it and I'm like, wow, God, look at what you did. And so my point is, I see nature as God showing off himself. It's also why I like plants. I have a, you know, I talk about me having plants a lot. I like to just watch them grow. And when I watch them grow, I say it. I still say this is just God showing off. And because we are made in the image and likeness of the God who created the heavens and the earth, we also want to show off what we can do. We also, by our very natures, want to create. And not just create, but create beauty. There are places in the world that you look at and you just marvel at how unreal they look. I believe that's just God doing a thing with creativity. As I think I said in another episode, if you look at patterns on some flowers or look at the patterns on the feathers of some birds or some animals, just, you know, don't take it too far. The peacock. What is the purpose for all of that? For me, it's that I can't find a reason why some things are the way they are. If there's a, you know, I mean, now I'm talking about it, I'm going to have to study up on it just to know for sure. But if there's a reason why the peacock's tail opens up as it does, is there a biological reason for that? It's supposed to be like a mating thing, but there are animals that don't need to do that. I think those things are just to display the beauty and splendor of God. If you look at the skyline with mountains, hills, you know, a forest, it's so beautiful to behold. For me, I just see those things as God showing off what he can do. And you see some places where the ocean is blue and some places it's green, some places it's deep and dark, and you know, and then you see those videos of trendy places that look unreal where the rivers there are yellow or there's a pond that is entirely green, not aqua green, lime green or pink. I saw a pink lake. What's the purpose for a pink lake? It's God showing off the beauty that he is capable of. And, you know, he goes on further to show off that beauty in creating us. Because if you study the human system, you know, the neural system, the reproductive system, respiratory system, all the systems, you are going to see an engine that just works perfectly well by itself with, you know, some very specific, very calculated prompts and controls. And those things don't come from happenstance. It's not a coincidence. The way you look, where you act, the way you're built, you know, I talked about accepting the way you look and all of that in the last episode. All of those things are from a creator trying to show off his creativity. And if you're made in the image of that creator, you naturally want to show off what is in you. You want to show off the good in you. You want to show off what you can do. And it's like I said, it's different for different people. Some people want to do it, you know, loud. They want to be like trending everywhere. They want to be at the leader, but at the leading points, running things. But there are people who, even in their quiet space, they say, I don't want to do much. I just want to write a book. Even that is wanting to show off what is in you. It's wanting to show off the creativity, because that's the nature. You have the nature of God. So by that, you naturally want to shine. And so I started thinking about letting my light shine before men is going to be a natural thing. So it then drew me to thinking about, so if wanting my light to shine is going to be a natural thing, then what is my light source? Because if your light is shining before men, is your light lighting up the darkness? So an example, I have different lights, right? I have the one behind me used to be a red one, and the red one didn't go very far. And at night, sometimes when it's just the red light lit up in this room, I can see a hint of everything, but I can't see much. So it's a light that will actually light up the room a bit when it's dark, but won't do much. If I'm looking for a specific thing, say a pen, say I want to read something in a book, a page of my book, say I'm looking for a note that I wrote, I have to actually turn on a bright light and look for that. So that's what I mean by what's the source of my light? What kind of light is it? If it's a dim light, then I'm not doing much in the darkness. I'm not really lighting up the darkness. And see, the world is dark. We know it. You know it. I know it. My neighbors know it. The dog that lives down the street know it. My sisters, uncles, aunties, brothers, pet cats knows it. Everybody knows it. The world is dark. And so if the world is dark, it's how are you lighting up the world? Are you a dim light? Are you a blue light? Or, you know, I mean, just things add nuance and they add a mood and they add a vibe. But do they really help you to see? Now, the light you want to show is a light that helps others to see, because they need to be able to see your good works and then glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, if the light within you, the light that you are shining before men, is not lighting up anything, is not helping people see anything, they cannot see proof or see reason why they should glorify your Father. And so, you know, thinking about the source of light led me to another scripture, which I really love. It's, I think it's a psalm that says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Yep, I think it's that. This is Psalm 27. Right. So Psalm 27, I'm going to do the NLT again. So yeah, NLT version, Psalm 27 verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" Yeah, so if the source of your light is God, or if God is your light, then you are showing people are able to see. If God is your light, people are able to see when they look at you. They're able to see your good deeds when they look at you. And I know a lot of times when we talk about this thing from the POV of scripture, it's easy to try to spiritualize everything. It's easy to try to make it seem so that we're talking about maybe prayer or praising the Lord or being, what's the word, is this sanctimonious now, you know, being so obviously holy and snobbish and all of that. But that's not shining your light. It's actually in the basic things. How do you talk to other people? How do you talk to yourself? How do you treat people? How do people feel when they converse with you? What is the light that you're shining? Can people relate you to a source of calm, a source of peace? Can people relate you to, you know, good attributes, hardworking, excellent, easy to work with, jovial, kind, gentle? Can people see the fruits of the Spirit when they look at you? That's where your light shining is coming from. It's not, you're not going to go deep into maybe praying. It's not, you know, growing up again in very traditional Christianity, very traditional, very doctrinal, very culture-based. So those were a lot of things that I learned. At some point in my childhood, we were not allowed to wear pants, trousers, because, you know, that's for men, right? Now that's all I wear. Now that's all I wear, because there's freedom in the mind, you know, and I know better. But then that was what we were taught. There are still, these days, there are still churches whose doctrines and rules are based on that. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm saying that's not the focus. I'm saying having the appearance thereof and lacking the power is not how to be. As that's one of my major jokes that I make. It's like people say, "Oh, you look so pretty." I'm saying, "Yes, I have the appearance there, but I'm lacking the power, because maybe on that day I'm not feeling very pretty." Or maybe they say, "You're so smart, you're good at work." I say, it's just one of my favorite jokes, right? And it's also one scripture that I refer to the most. One of the saddest things that you can do is have the appearance and lack the power. And how do I mean? So we have a light bulb. The light bulb, you know it's a light bulb. You know, you expect that when you turn it on, it's gonna show some light. You expect that when you turn it on, the room will be lit up. But imagine that this light bulb is weakened and one of the circuits are... Circuits? Yeah, I said circuits. My Yoruba comes out a lot. Anyways, imagine that this light bulb is weakened and one of the circuits are, you know, short. When you turn that, when you try to turn that on, it's either the light will be very dim or it won't even bring out any light. That is what it means to have the power, appearance and lack the power. And, you know, we are not called to live like that. And this is not a spiritual thing again. It can be spiritual in the in terms of having the appearance lacking the power. But I'm saying this is not, this does not boil down to only your spiritual activities, is my point. Again, it's how do you speak? Can people trust you to be, to edify with your words? Can your words edify? Do you speak life to people? It's all those basic things. Are you kind? Are you respectful to others? Are you respectful to even maybe your parents, your siblings, your family? Do you follow peace with all men? Those are the things that point to shining light. And then in cases where, you know, you're doing, because again, there's all the content that we have, this age factor. Again, there's all the content that we are privy to. There's all the content we can consume these days. And, you know, there's certain things that you watch and you know, these don't feel right. You know, I don't watch horror. Like, I particularly don't like horror because I'm a writer and my imagination works at, you know, double speed. Especially when it comes to storytelling, like prosaic storytelling. So when I'm watching a movie, I'm trying to predict it. I'm so into it, right? I don't watch horror just because I believe that there are spirits and presences. There are spirits and beings that whose presence we welcome with those things. Because as a man thinker, if you consume some content, it stays in your mind. It becomes a living, breathing thing because it's alive in your mind. That's the power of thoughts, and that's a whole other topic. But the point is, there's content that you consume and you know that it's not giving you light. There's content that you consume and you know that if you repeat the words or actions in the show, if the way this story has played out, if that plays out in your life or in your interactions with others, is not a source of light. Things like that should just naturally be avoided. Be avoided. Like, no jokes, be avoided. But this is not even about the light that you're receiving. It's more about the lights that you're giving. So back to the base scripture, which is, how is your light shining? What are you doing to shine a little light? Is it a little kindness? Is someone in need? Are you helping them? Does someone just need a word or two of encouragement from you? Do you have a friend or a colleague or someone around who you know is going through stuff and you're just avoiding it because, you know, you're keeping to yourself, not trying to interfere, locking up, all of that? Or do you offer a helping hand? Do you offer a listening ear? Do you offer a shoulder to cry on? How is your light shining? Because the truth is, if you're, and even to your work, are you an excellent worker? Are you a laborer worthy of his wages? Because if you work and your work is sloppy, even that reflects on who you claim to be in God. Because God is excellent. Again, I'll point you to the human system. Only excellence can produce that. Only excellence can produce the systems that run our physical ecosystem. Evaporation, condensation, osmosis, diffusion, all of those principles. Only excellence can produce those principles and make them run as they do. A mediocre being could not have created the world. A mediocre being could not have created the sun that feeds plants. I mean, again, I have a lot of plants. So there are times when I give my plants nutrients, all of that. But there are times when, because of work, I'm not home for days on end. And all my plants consume is dew, water, and sun. And they're as good as when I left them. Only a God who is excellent, only an excellent being could have created that. So in that, if you are from that being, then you have that nature in you. But are you shining that light? Are you shining the light of forgiveness? You see, the concept of forgiveness is so beautiful to me, right? And here's why. it's because, you know, when I think about forgiveness in relation to God forgiving me, it makes it easier. So someone has upset me, and then there's a very big thing that happened to me. So a couple of years ago, right, a person had offended me, my partner at the time had offended me, and I was intent on my anger. I was like, I'm not the kind of person to have outbursts or like shout or yell at people. I'll probably apologize and run away. I'm not a confrontational person. So that day I had decided that this is gonna be an issue. We're gonna fight. I'm going to make this a big deal. And you know, right there, while I was stewing in my anger and my feelings, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Is that how I love you? Is that how I treat you?" And instantly I became contrite, because I realized that my relation to people, or the way I relate to people, the way I talk to people, the way I handle issues, arguments, anger, disappointment, all of those things, if I were to try relating to how God handles those issues with me, I would have an easier template to observe love from. And so I started to spread that into other aspects of my life. Clearly, just looking at the world, clearly God is excellent, so I need to be excellent. That's me shining the light of God in me. Clearly God is kind, so I need to be kind. That's me shining the light of God in me, you know, and to point to how, you know, just again, how God is the source of that light, right? One of my favorite scriptures is from John, very popular, John chapter 1, that entire sequence about, you know, the beginning, right? I'm just going to read it from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Oh, no, I'm reading, I'll say this from memory. Actually, in the New Living Translation, it goes, in the beginning, the Word, la, 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 la. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's take that again. John 1:1, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. So let me take that again. This is verse 3. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. Verse 4, the Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. So yes, David already said God is my light and my salvation. But yeah, John is telling us that God was the Word, right? And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. The mystery of Jesus, right? It's why all scriptures will always lead us back to Jesus. Anyways, so the Word gave life. The Word being God now, Jesus, gave life to everything. And that life brought light. So what is your true light? Your true light is the life of God. That is it. If you were to go on and on about how to live, how to go about life, and this is why one of my favorite things to do is to read the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, because those were words from Jesus. A lot of Jesus's messages were around lifestyle and, you know, love for God. All the messages. If you need a guide for lifestyle, from how to handle work relationships to forgiveness issues to partnerships to investments, finances, all of it, Jesus talks about all of it. You can find an answer in His words. And so now scripture is telling us that He was life. He gave life to everything, and His life brought light to everyone. Let me read the very, very, very popular King James Version, because the King James Version is the version that we all grew up reading. Well, that I grew up reading. I'm not going to generalize, but yes. So that same verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the version that we memorized. The same was in the beginning with God. That's the Word. It was in the beginning with God, right? The Word being Jesus. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So, in Jesus is life, and the life in Jesus is the light of men. The life in Jesus is the light of you. This reminds me of this song, Zoe. Zoe is one of my favorites. songs. Oh, I don't know if it's worship or praise, but you know, I use it as both, to be honest. Right? It says, I have Zoe, right? The power of God lives inside of me. I have Zoe. The Spirit of God lives inside of me. Zoe is the life of Christ. So the life of Christ is the light in you. And then verse 5 of John chapter 1 goes on to say, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Some says the darkness could not, some versions say the darkness could not overcome it. Some versions say the darkness could not understand it. The point, if the source of your light is God, if the source of your light is the life of Jesus, darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness is a, there are a lot of things that hide in darkness, you know. Shame, disgrace, reproach, rejection, depression, all those things are part of the darkness. Those things cannot overcome the light in you if the light in you is the life of Christ. So, let your light shine before men is basically live life the God way and let everyone see you doing that. That's what that scripture means to me. If your light is shining before men, is that you're living life the God way. If you're living life the God way, you're treating people the God way, you're relating to people the God way, you're working the God way, you're walking the God way. You are not doing this for show. It's not, you know, it's not stage. It's not a video. It's not a fake thing. It's a real thing. Life. Your life is the life of God. And if you're living life the God way, naturally, your light will shine. And scripture is telling us that that light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. The darkness cannot comprehend true light. Or, to quote other versions, cannot overcome it, cannot subdue it, cannot understand it. Darkness does not understand true light. It's probably why, you know, sometimes you say or do some things, especially in maybe a circle of friends that are not so, you know what I'm saying. And then when you say or do those things, they are confused because, bro, why do you think like that? There are some things that are hidden in darkness. One of those things is actually unforgiveness, spite. Those things are not, they are not fruits of light. That's what I mean. And that's what happens. When, and for me, again, the point of call is this scripture that I don't like, which is if somebody offends you, 70 times 7 times. It has to be 70 times 7 times. And in that scripture, I don't think Jesus was referring to like entirely in life. I think he was referring to a day. And you know, it's literally impossible. So how much wrong could you do for me to never forgive you? I don't think there is. But those thought patterns, those attitude patterns, that mentality comes from letting the life of Jesus run through you. If the life of Jesus is the life that you're living, if you've surrendered yourself, and that can only happen from surrender, if you've surrendered yourself to the life of Jesus, it's easier to shine that light and for men to see your good deeds through that light, because they won't be seeing just you. If the light you're shining is through the life of Jesus, they will be seeing God. And it's what that scripture says, when they see those deeds, they will then glorify your Father who is in heaven. So, you know, I'm just going to encourage you today to constantly remind yourself that the life you live is the life of God, which is the power of renewing our minds daily. The life I live is the life of Christ. Ah, I so love this Zoe song, right? The lyrics. I'm the image of the loving God. He made me up. He gave me a priceless gift, the Holy Ghost through me. God is revealed. That light trips me. I am saved eternally in Christ. I have the way. Like, you know. I have the way. Spirit of God lives inside of me. I have the way. The life of God is what I have. The lyrics speak for themselves. Zoe. So I'm just going to put the link to the song in the titles. But that song speaks to me so much. Because if you surrender yourself to living the life in Christ, to living the life of Christ, like he said, he gave them life. And that life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness. So how can your work, how can your light shine before men? It's by you surrendering to living the Christ of the life of Christ. I was going to say the Christ of life. Yes, your light can shine before men when you surrender yourself to living the life of Christ. Because the life of Christ is already available to you. You just need to accept it. It's a choice. And again, I keep saying this because as someone who grew up in religious Christianity, it's easy to confuse one for the other. But again, this is not talking about how often you pray or fast, or those things are there. Those things are part of it. Those things are a major, in fact. But this is referring to actually how you live, lifestyle. So being a believer, being a Christian, being a child of God, being a believer and being a child of God is not going to church, and that's just a part of it. Fellowship is a little part of it. So attending church services and it's not the major. The major is how you live your day-to-day. How you live your day-to-day life. How you approach your work life, your friendships, your relationship with your family members. Being a child of God, showing the light of God, is more in the day-to-day than in the once a week or twice a week for church. Showing the light of God is more in the day-to-day interactions than in your, you know, dressing up in your Sunday best, doing the perfume, wigs, makeup, whatever, and going to church. Mm-mm. It's about the day-to-day. So I just want to encourage you again, surrender to living life the God way. If you live life the God way, shining lights becomes easy. I'm telling you, it becomes easy. And that light, the brighter it shines, you know, the more strength you have in God to be a light. Because also shining your light can be hard. Being a child of God can be hard. Forgiveness can be hard. Discipline can be hard. Discipline with food, discipline with speech, with your tongue can be really difficult. One of my favorite scriptures is that scripture in James that talks about the tongue being, you know, a dangerous weapon. I'm paraphrasing, but you get what I mean. The scriptures that talk about life and death, the power of life and death being in the tongue. So controlling this same tongue is difficult. Seeing people as God sees them, accepting people is difficult. But what it means to shine your light is to live life the God way. What is life the God way? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So love God, love people, love you. A lot of the problems that we have in today's world boils down to love. Loving ourselves, loving other people, loving God. You can categorically break down almost every issue, every argument, to people's perception or people's capacity to love. So enlarge your love muscle. Increase your capacity to love. Follow God's way of life. You know, live life the way that Jesus wanted us to. And it's all in the Word. It's all in the Word. So, you know, another recommendation that I'll make is to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all tell kind of the same story, but from their points of views, which is quite interesting. Because if you think of their professions and their personality as just told from history books and the Bible, it's interesting to see how they all viewed Jesus and how they told his story to us. But then those stories are also encouraging. And so you'd see a lot of the times that Jesus talks about lifestyle. He talks about how we should live. He doesn't talk about... Jesus talked about praying maybe, you know, very few times, maybe once notably. He talked about spiritual things, but as related to lifestyle. So your light will only shine in how you live. Let me just, you know, do that actual, the actual scripture from Matthew 5, right? So let me read, the verses. Oh my gosh. Oh, excuse me. Let me read the verses before verse 16. Oh, I'm still on the King James Version. Let me switch real quick to the NLT version. the verses before 16, that discussion had started when Jesus was telling his disciples about who they are, right? So I'll start from 13. He says, you're the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. Then 14, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Again, like I said earlier, God likes to show off his work. So naturally, just by design, you are somebody who wants to show who you are and what you can do. It's why, again, influencer culture is not shocking. All the YouTubers and bloggers and content creators we have, it's not a shock. We're in a world where we are creatures made by a creator that likes to show forth his beauty. And so it's who we are. We want to show forth our beauty, right? And it says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. That's the full scripture. So all the teachings of Jesus points to lifestyle, living life the God way. You know, because when you live that kind of life, you naturally draw people to God. You don't even have to evangelize. We hear it in church a lot that the best evangelism is your life, is how you live. That is facts, 100% facts. Because when you live the kind of life that draws people to God, you don't need to do or say much for them to want to know God. They want to know God by virtue of the light of God that they see shining in you. So, you know, final encouragement today is... Surrender to God. Surrender to God's way of life. Let God lead you. Let God be your source. Let your light source be from God. Let God be the one that guides you. I think that's it for today. Oh, thank God, because you can see I'm covering myself. I had a fever at the beginning of this. I feel much better. That's not happening anymore. Thank you, Jesus. As usual, the song recommendation for today is Zoe, right? I think just put that song on and listen to it repeatedly, right? Favorite part is the chorus. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life of God. You know, and then there's a part where the song goes to talk about all the things that you have in the life of God. Zoe, the life of Christ. So yes, embrace the life of Christ that is open to you. The life of Christ is open to everybody. Embrace it. Embrace it. Totally accept it and run with it and just see your life start to change from the inside out. Yeah. And that's it for today. And finally, I will say, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you're as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.